Thank you, Lord. Lord, we love your presence. We love your heart for us, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Oh, so Lord, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing in pursuit. Lord, I thank you for this church. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in it. And Lord, we thank you for this new year. Thank you for all that you have for us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. John, I'm going to get you to come and share that. At times going away, so you'll need to just keep it to what you had on the your cell phone.
My grandfather was a farmer, and one of the things my grandfather taught me is the most important thing in a farm is the grass, because everything else comes from the good grass. Any gardener will tell you the most important thing that you can do is prepare the ground. Because without the ground being prepared properly, the crop won't grow. Sorry, my phone keeps turning off. Just quickly, I was told at Christmas that this is my year. I've had a bad accident, and this year I'm getting back to cycling. And it's in that vein. What this church has done is a hard thing, and you haven't seen the growth. It's like preparing the ground, but this is your year of Jubilee.
Yes.
My phone's gone crook again. Oh, it doesn't matter anyway. What I saw was God is pleased for what you've done. God is extremely pleased. And even that last song, I saw God's hand come down on this church, and he's exceedingly pleased. And you're going to see exponential growth in this church, spiritually in yourselves. As a corporation, you're going to see it. And you're going to see miracles, and you're going to dream dreams, and you're going to have visions. And you're going to see people that can't speak out. And I just want to encourage you guys that this is your year as individuals. This is your year as a group of people. And I even noticed the dresses Pam is wearing is bright, it's sunny, it's shiny. And that's the way God works. I want to really encourage you guys to look forward to this year as a year of Jubilee, which means that all that has been stolen will be returned, and returned with interest.
Amen.
Okay? I really want to say that to you guys.
Thank you, John. Yes, I believe that's for some people to grab hold of, and I believe it's for us to grab hold of as a people, that this is our year. I encourage you to read through the bulletin, the pastor's pen. When you go home, don't just file it away. Have a look through that, because I believe there's some encouragement there for you as well. I want this morning to talk about this year. Well, the start of this year anyway. I don't have the full picture of what God has got for us in total for this year, but I do have some things that we're to start off running with, and I believe that he will start to unfold some more things to us as we go. So as we go, we will have to keep updating you on what this year looks like. But I do believe that the body of Christ has come through a time of transition, and I do believe that the body of Christ is stepping into a new season. And whether that's just something for us as a local church, or whether that's something God's doing worldwide, That's in God's hands, but I do believe that this is a special year for us. So we're going to start looking at what God's got for us this year. And the first thing I've actually mentioned in the bulletin, and it's something for us to grab hold of and run with, and I'm excited about it. And it's something that Steve and Wendy Backlund do, and it's called Igniting Faith in 40 Days. Now, back in 2010, we actually went through the book Igniting Faith in 40 Days as a church. Some of you were here then. And you may remember, actually I've got a copy of the book here, Igniting Faith in 40 Days. This is going through the same thing. He has actually updated the book. That's why the picture looks a little bit different of the book. But it's going through the same process, but he has extended it. And he has this whole thing during the period of Lent, so it actually starts on the 18th of February. And it's where globally people are coming together. And we're used to, as a church, fasting. Well, our whole journey as a church, we got this place through fasting. They said no to us having the Fickling Centre. And we fasted, came back and said, we want the place. We got the place. So as a church, we've often had times when we have corporately prayed and fasted together. Well, this is a negativity fast. You don't have to stop eating. Yeah, I knew that I would have some people excited about that. I knew that if Paul was here, Paul would definitely have a comment on that one. This is a negativity fast and a positivity feast. It's feasting on the positive. And Steve and Wendy Backlund have a great ministry. They're based in Bethel. These guys are part of the leadership there. They are the ones that are instrumental with the Leader Development Program, which Ray and I have gone through. They're also over Global Legacy with Paul Manwaring. And as a church, we are connected with Global Legacy. So I really recommend this. So let me just take you through a few things there. Delwyn, can I get you to move your handbag just so that I can see the actual... Thanks. Okay, so let's go through it. Discovering truths and habits to create transformational hope. See the culture and life of the church be transformed through the way we think. It's two ways that we are transformed. One, we are transformed by beholding Him. And as a church, when we come together, we spend time in worship because it's as we behold Him that we become like Him. So we're very strong on seeking the presence of God here. But we're also very strong on the Word because we are transformed by the renewal of our mind. And we need both aspects. It's not just enjoying His presence, but it's also having our mind renewed. Otherwise, you will always have a battle between what's going on in your mind and what's going on in your heart. And it's as we renew our mind that we come into that agreement. And Steve is a real champion in the whole area of confessing the Word and bringing in joy and hope. So it's going to be a great start to the year, and I really encourage you to get involved with it. So let's go through what that actually means. So what is involved? You sign up to receive daily emails from Steve and Wendy Backlund. Now we're going to encourage you to email us, and we will send you the links. The reason that we're doing that is because it lets us know that you're part of it. And that's going to tie in later. So we will send it to you. Now, if you are not on computer and you want to be part of this, see me and I'll help you be part of it. But most people are on computer. Send us an email, say, I want to be part of it. We will send you the links. Okay, it is going to involve reading Igniting Faith in 40 Days by Steve and Wendy Backlund. If you have a copy of the book at home, find it on your bookshelf and pull it out. If you don't have a copy of the book, we have 5 copies left and we are selling them for the ridiculously cheap price of $10. If you need to buy the book, you will have to get it in from Bethel. It will cost you $12 US, plus it will cost you postage. So don't all fight over the 5 books that are left. Okay, a weekly connect group will also be available. Now, it's not going to be necessary to go midweek to a connect group, but it's a great way to share, hey, this devotional spoke to me, because it's a 40-day devotional and you go through, and each day there's one that you read through and it's like, hey, that one really spoke to me because of this, and you can talk through it, you can pray about it. I've also got the video series that ties in with this, so there's also the opportunity to go through that as well. Okay, there are sign-up levels when we send you the email, just to give you a heads up on what that involves. First level is free. You will get a daily email from Steve or Wendy Backlund that you will read through. So that's all free. The second level is you will receive the daily email and video from Steve. You'll get a PDF of the book. Okay, you won't need to buy a book if you are paying to get the second level. Okay, you'll receive a weekly podcast from Steve and Wendy, so you can see you're actually starting to get really fed on the positivity. He's really pushing this. And there is an option there where you can sign up a friend for $15, okay? Just beware of this, that will not give them the PDF for the book. They will have to buy that. The PDF costs $10 US. Okay, so that sounds great to sign up a friend, but they won't actually get the PDF of the book. Okay, quickly running through the next 2 levels. Sorry, I must have pushed the back button. Level 3 will cost you $125 US, so you will get, as well as level 2, you will actually get a couple of coaching sessions where they will take you through your beliefs. And then the last level, it's most expensive, it's $275 US. So we will send the email through, you'll get to choose what level you want to sign up. What the first level, remember, is free. So we, as I said, I really encourage you to get involved with this Igniting Faith. And I know that when we did it back in 2010, actually, who was here that did it back in 2010? Ray's got both his hands up. There's a couple of people here, about three, four people. It was really great because all of us every day were reading through the same devotional. We'd come on Sunday, we're all pumped up, we'd all shared the same thing together. So I really encourage you to get hold of this and run with it as a church. And as I said, we're going to have connect groups that will run during this time. So we'll start the 18th of February and we'll take it all the way through to coming up to Easter. If you're interested in hosting one of those midweek connect groups, see me or send me an email, because we want to have different groups. You don't have to take it for the whole 6 weeks. You may say, hey, you know, I'll take 2. So we'll have different houses around the city that people can go to. And it's a great way to just get to know one another. So let's talk a little bit more about connect groups. Over Christmas, we do have the connect groups usually shut down, give people a break. So it's time to start them up again. And And as I mentioned, of course, the first one is connected with Igniting Faith. Now, these will be new Connect groups, and I've got there for you connection and discussion around the book Igniting Faith in 40 Days. 6 evening meetings starting Wednesday, the 25th of February. We've made it 6, so the last one can just be a fun fellowship night. To actually be part of the program, it's only 5 weeks, but it's nice to throw in the extra one there. If you are interested in hosting part or all of these meetings, please contact me. Okay. Second one, we have the ladies' coffee and chat connection. Lynn's been doing a great job on this. If you don't know Lynn, Lynn's right here. She's been doing a great job with the ladies just getting together on those Friday mornings, having fellowship, meeting together over a coffee. All kinds of things are coming out of that. So that's a great blessing. If you're a lady, I encourage you to see Lynn about getting involved in that. Men, prayer and breakfast, that starts at our house on a Saturday morning and then ends up at McDonald's or some other place. And I can't be part of it, unfortunately, but I hear the men having a great time together. So I'd really encourage the men in the church to get involved with that one as well. Yes, Ray's just saying to remind you, it's once a month. So if you want to know more about it, talk to Terry. Interested in organising a Connect group? Do you have a heart to see people connected, known and encouraged? Help facilitate a Connect group and be part of fostering connection and personal growth at Pursuit. Connect groups are informal, relational and based around various topics. Groups can be regular or for a set number of weeks. We've had all kinds of Connect groups in the church. We've had the Diners Club. We've had Pampers, where women get together and have fun pampering one another and having all kinds of speakers come in and talk about different areas. Yeah, you could have a rock climbing group. If there's something that you love doing, then chances are there's some other people in the church that love doing it as well. And if you're interested in getting together a group of people and doing whatever, come and talk to me about it. Because that's an area I believe that's going to grow in the church this year. So come and talk to me. Okay, I probably should look on my piece of paper, shouldn't I? I have pieces of paper here, but I'm enjoying just looking at the slides. The next area I want to talk about is a key event that's coming up for us as a church. Over the last couple of years, we have focused on developing key events for us, such as Christmas, our celebration at that time, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day. And I've had a team that's been working with me that have been really, really great in just adding that extra edge to those meetings. And I really appreciate the team. This year we have a special event coming up. And I'm going to keep you in suspense. I need some water. I should get Ray to do a little run on the piano or something like that. Okay, this year is special for us because this year we are celebrating 25 years as a church. So, Ray and I can't believe it. We've been here 25 years.
Been with us for that whole time. Joyful, stand up, Joyful. Come on. John and Diane, they were with us on the very first day. Stand up, John and Diane. They left us for a while, but they couldn't stay away, and like the cat, they came back. God bless you, sit down. And we've had some real old times. We've got Misiana and Sheila. They've been with us for, how long have you guys been with us? Karen and Jeremy and Wayne and Owen, who aren't here this morning, and Paul and Darren. Paul showed up and said to me, I love people who are straight up. He said to me, walks up to me, first day at church, he says, I'm giving you 8 weeks and then I'll let you know whether I'm here or not. It's been a long 8 weeks. But yeah, so it'll be a great time of celebrating.
So it's the Sunday after Easter, Sunday the 12th. We're looking at having a celebration in the evening, what exactly it looks like. We haven't finalised yet. We're still doing that with the event team. We'll be talking it through. But I do encourage you to mark that in your calendar. You have Easter Sunday on the 5th of April. Then the next Sunday will be our silver celebration. So we'll make it a fun event. So it will be great. And a lot of us have joined together for a long time. Yes. And it will be great to see some of the people that have been part of that journey and are no longer with us. So we're going to be throwing the invite open to anybody who's been part of the Pursuit journey. We've had, like most churches in this day and age, we've had a lot of people that have been here for a season and then have headed away to different places. And it'll be just great to catch up. So that's going to be a fun time and looking forward to putting that together. Okay, I shared a couple of weeks ago that Raya and I are heading overseas. So we're going to fill you in a little bit this morning on what we're going to be doing in our time overseas. So at the end of April, we head up to Bethel. Now, it's actually be over 5 years since we have been at Bethel in California. And as a church, we are connected with them through Global Legacy. And we advertise ourselves as a Bethel church. So really, we do need to go back. Ray talks about going back and visiting the mothership. I don't know that I'd quite phrase it that way, but it's going to be great to be back up in Bethel. We will be sitting under ministry from Bill Johnson, Chris Valaton, Danny Silk, Eric Johnson, Paul Manwaring, Steve Backlund. I'm getting all excited already. So while we're there, we will go and we'll be in the healing rooms. We'll be there on the Saturday. Rebecca used to dance in the healing rooms, so we always love going there and catching what they're doing. And then we will spend time in the first and second year school of ministry. We're able to go and spend some time there. But we're also trying to spend time with Paul Manwaring and Steve Backlund while we're up there. So we're in the process of organising some appointment times and that as well. We've got a Global Legacy luncheon that we're going to be part of. So we're really looking forward to that time. Specifically, we have two conferences that we will be attending. The first is Leaders Advance. Now, Leaders Advance runs into the thousands. They have pastors and leaders from all over the globe come to the church, and it is ministering specifically to pastors and leaders. And of course, you've got others who try and get in there as well. But it's mainly for those that are running churches that are running the same parallel with what Bethel is doing. So again, we will have input from Bill Johnson and Chris Valaton and Danny and all these guys. They will be inputting about how to run with what God is doing as a church. So we're looking forward to being part of that and just part of just receiving more from the Lord and bringing that back and saying, okay, what is God doing globally? What does that look like for us as Pursuit? So that's one of the first conferences. So input and connection, and you've got some guys listed there. It's great to receive their material, and we've got their books, their videos, their CDs. We listen to their podcasts and that, but there's something about actually being in that place. I know the first time that Ray and I went to Bethel. We'd actually, it was after we restarted the church, for those who haven't been with us for all that long, in 2004, God told us to basically rebirth the church. So we're celebrating 25 years, but in some ways, we only really started the church in 2004 because who we were as Joy Christian Fellowship is very different from who we are as Pursuit. So in 2004, we went through a whole time when we were just seeking God, and God said, I don't want you to have any visiting ministry. So that went for about 3 years. Nobody came in from the outside. We were just seeking God and saying, God, what do you want to do in this place? And it was at the end of that season that we felt to go to Bethel. And for us, it was an amazing sensation because when we walked into Bethel, it felt like we had come home. And it was like, this is what God has been doing with us. And we were able to look to them and see a church that was so much, much further down the track, but to see them as a model of what we felt God was doing in this church here in Auckland. So that was then when we had the girls with us and encouraged them to go and sit in the ministry school. So it's a subsequence of that visit, they also went and sat in the ministry school in Reading. So to go back is going to be very special for us. We're going to really look forward to that. So we've got, as I said, two conferences. The first one is the Leaders Advance. So it's really ministering to leaders of churches and bringing that key input back to Pursuit. Second one that we're going to be going to is Living from the Heart. It's a coaching workshop by Tiny Stoltzfus. Those who were around to do the peer coaching course will remember Tony Stoltzfus. He is also based in Bethel, and he has a real ministry of coaching. That is what he is trained as. And this workshop that we are going to go to is highly interactive. Let me give you just a little bit more information on it. This workshop develops coaching skills for transforming others and teaching how to create cultures of deep engagement and transformation. I'm a little bit nervous about attending this workshop because it's not a conference. A conference, you sit and you take notes. This is a workshop, and it's very interactive, and we are going to be doing all kinds of things. And then after we've been through the workshop, in fact, before we even go, we have an interview with Tony where he takes us through. So there's only, I think, 32 people allowed into this workshop. So we're actually working with the coaches, and they're taking us through all, and the whole thing is really about transforming the heart. How do we deal with the issues of our heart so that we reach our destiny? And following the workshop, we have got 12 weeks of follow-up that we've got to go through. And part of that is bringing that back into the church. So they will start talking with us about how do you create this sort of culture in the church where you're actually dealing with things that are keeping people bound and helping people discover what God has put on their heart and moving forward into their destiny. So we're really excited. We cannot do this by long distance. I've been doing quite a few of his seminars and asking him heaps of questions. In fact, these guys have been so much of a blessing to us because this conference was meant to be at the beginning of April. They have their conferences, I think it's every 8 weeks. And in talking to them, they said, we will postpone this, even though it will make us difficult for us, we will postpone it so that you can do it when you come to Bethel. So it's like, wow, thank you, Lord. So they've deliberately put this on at this time so we can attend. So that makes us even more nervous. It's like, dear Lord. So pray for us. We'll let you know when we're going through that workshop. But I know that it will be great. So looking forward to it, not only because of what it will do in impacting our lives, but because he will train us for bringing it back. And that for us is one of the key things of wanting to bring stuff back into the church so that what impacts us impacts everybody. So I've got at the end there, the workshop will help us develop a transformational culture where people connect with the desires of their heart and live towards their destiny. So that's what we're going to lay hold of. And so that's why I can't really tell you totally what the second half of the year is going to look like. But I know that this is going to spearhead some of the stuff that we're going to be doing in the second half of the year. So it's going to be fun. Now, God's good, and there's some extra bonuses that God's throwing in. And I just love the way Papa God just blesses you beyond what you expect to be blessed. Because after these conferences, we have the added blessing of being able to visit our daughters. So we have Amy, who is graduating in North Carolina, so she has finished her four-year degree in the States. So it will be wonderful to see her, and God's timing is perfect. We have the two conferences back to back, then we fly over to North Carolina and we see Amy graduate, which will be great to be actually there. And since we're over in North Carolina, we're just going to keep going and come right round, and we're going to be able to see Michelle in London. So that's going to be very special. So God loves family. And that's something that we have always, in having this church, said that we want God and we want family to be strong. We've been through churches where we have seen such an emphasis on revival and such an emphasis on meetings that you've had children and families just disintegrate, and that because it's like they're always at church, they're not ministering to the needs of their own family. And so when we started this church, way back as Joy Christian Fellowship, way back when the kids were toddlers and in pushchairs, and much like the mums who are up the back there, and that was what we said to the Lord, Lord, we will pastor this church, but we want, as part of the core foundation of this, that we are family and we love family. And that's so. God's good. I've found out that you get what you say. Okay. Let's finish by looking at some conferences that are coming up here. I recognise that not all of us can head up to Bethel, but Bethel is coming here. Up in Whangarei, you have Kingdom Expansion. You will have Eric Johnson there this year. We will make sure that the details for all this are in your bulletin, but you may want to note the dates there so that you can go to that. You will have to travel, which I know for Aucklanders is like a conference outside of Auckland. So May 28 to 30, really good conference to get hold of. And then, of course, you have Manifest Presence, which is in Auckland. And you will have Bill there, plus you have Banning. Banning Leapshire is also from Bethel. So again, we highly recommend that. Now, to finish off with, two things I want to emphasise that are happening this month. First is we're having a Sunday night, 15th of February, a vision and prayer night. At this stage, I see it as a night where we're going to get together, we're going to talk about the year, we're going to find out what is it that God's put on your heart, we're going to get into groups, we're going to pray. So we'll be praying for individuals, we'll be praying for the church. And it's just a great way to come together and say, okay, Lord, we really want to lay hold of some things this year. And John's word about preparing the ground, you do that in prayer. So I encourage you to come to that. Again, it is in your bulletin. And then the week after, we have the encounter evening. We always have a major emphasis on seeking God's presence. And this is one evening where we just get into worship and we don't need to stop for a couple of hours. And it's a great time. If you've not been to an encounter evening and you want to know more, there are brochures on the information table. I encourage you to pick up one of those. Now, to finish, I actually have a brochure to hand out. So if I can have a couple of ushers come. Ray doesn't want you reading while he's doing that. So I'm going to get you ushers to come up when Ray says to come up. Actually, I've got a few words of knowledge. So let's just pray. Father, thank you for what you want to do this year in pursuit. Lord, I thank you for John's word this morning. Lord, about this is our year. And Lord, we declare that as a church. This is our year. Lord, I thank you for what you have for us as individuals. And Lord, I thank you for what you have for us corporately. Thank you, Jesus, for that. We rejoice in seeing what you have for us in 2015. Amen. Okay, Ray Love, how about you come and share, then I'll come back.
Tom, we'll get you to share your testimony when you get back. Where are you? Is he here? Yes. That's okay. I'll get you to share when you get back from Fiji, wherever you're going. Okay. Following on from what Pam was sharing this morning, first Sunday of every month, for the next couple of months, we'll be having a travel and conference offering. As you know, Pam is on a part-time wage. I don't draw a salary at all. And this is an extra cost, an extra expense for us to go to Bethel. And so we need to believe God for some increase in the offerings. We have paid for the tickets. They're on Visa. So we're flying a kite here, believing God. We are going. One way or another, we're going. Pam said that when we went there 5 years ago, I said to Pam, you know, we need to do this every year just to be there. It's different being there. You can get videos and books, but when you're in the environment, you rub shoulders with these people. One example, you know, last time we were there, we spent quite a bit of time with Paul Manwaring, and we did one of the courses that he was running. And we said, look, we're in the middle of a situation where we feel that God is modeling something different with Pam and I. That's why you'll see us up the front here having a little staff meeting in the middle of church while we negotiate what's going to happen next. Because we pastor the church together. We're male and female, made he them. And sometimes you don't even know who the pastor's wife is in a lot of churches. Well, this church is different. She takes the point lead. We pastor together. But we went to Paul and we said, look, this is, you know, our situation is a little different. We have not seen this modeled like this before. So we actually got him to ordain us as joint pastors, male and female, husband and wife, to model for the body of Christ, well, in this area anyway, a new way of doing things. And we're growing through that. But we had to be there to have that kind of influence in our life and for him to ordain us and, you know, say it was okay and pray for us. Because quite frankly, we were a bit scared. You know, it's like people play safe, but God's doing something different. And it takes faith to do something different. But you need to be with the generals to have them rub off on you what God is doing. So I said every year we'll go, but the finances just haven't been there. And God rebuked me for my unbelief. There have been a lot of other things happening as well. But it's time we went back. So if you didn't come prepared to give this morning, just give as you are able in the second offering. Make a pledge, give online, or wait till next month's special offering. Pam and I would like you to be able to share in meeting the expenses for this trip. By the way, I should point out that when we go and see Amy and Michelle and, you know, hotels, it costs as much to do the whole trip as it does just to go to Bethel and back. But when we're doing private stuff, of course, you know, we are paying out of our own resources, and the church isn't taking, there's no church finances being involved for the private part of the trip. I can meet this need myself by going to school full time for a term. Pam talked about the other day about finding coins in fishes' mouths. And I love that concept. And she talked about getting a check in the mail. Well, that same day, during the week, this dropped into my driveway. It just blew up my driveway. And I thought, that's a gold coin in a fish's mouth. I haven't picked up money off the side of the road or off the street. I just can't remember the last time I did it. And I thought, there's a fish with a gold coin in its mouth. And I picked it up, and I thought, thank you, Jesus. And I don't know who it belongs to, where it came from, but I don't feel led to go knocking on every door in the neighborhood to find out who this belongs to, because I know who it belongs to. Belongs to me. Well, actually, it belongs to God. Because what I want us to do is to set a goal for how much you'd like to be able to give and believe God for the increase to make it possible. Gold coins in fishes' mouths. Here's my first gold coin. And of course, I'm putting the whole thing in the offering. It's the first fruits. And I'd like to challenge us to believe God for extra to come in. And so it won't cost you anything. And you will know when the gold coin shows up. You'll recognize the supernatural element in the increase. And you'll know it came for a purpose. And like I said before, I'm not asking for myself or my wife. Well, we are in a sense, but we're kingdom-minded people. See, quite frankly, like I said, I can meet this need by going to school full-time. For a term, I'm a part-time reliever at Avondale. In fact, I prayed, God, I really need a lot of extra work this term. And last year, my first day at work was about 4 or 5 weeks into the school term. School starts tomorrow, and I got a phone call yesterday, and Kay said, can you come in tomorrow? First day back at school, that's tomorrow, I'm at Avondale. And so that's another gold coin. I wasn't expecting to get work on the first day. I don't know who's sick on the first day back at school. But God can do that. I had someone, I was praying one day, I was a student and I was believing God. And yeah, and I went into a place, Lily Cups in Henderson, and I said, I want a job here for 7 weeks. And I said, I'm sorry, there's no vacancy. And I said, here's my telephone number. Call me back when you got a vacancy. A couple of days later, she called me back. Someone had had an accident and they were off work for 7 weeks. Now, I'm not saying God broke his leg, but God can make a way where there is no way. And God can put a gold coin in a fish for you. And when it shows up, you'll know. So like I said, I can meet my own need, but then I would be a self-made man. I don't want to be a self-made man. I want to be God's man. And you lose the anointing I bring on a Sunday morning if I do, because a man can't be on his knees and in a classroom at the same time. So Father, we believe you this morning that you've invested in this church and you believe in us and you've put us in this place, and I believe you want to invest in us in going to this conference so we can continue to be a blessing. Let the whole tithe and the offerings be in, that there might be meat in my house. Father, that we might be equipped, that we might know how to equip your people to take this church to the next level. Everyone said amen. God bless you. You can pass the buckets, envelopes, checks.
Yes, if you need envelopes, raise your hands. The ushers will get one to you. Sorry, we're doing envelopes and buckets all at the same time. Sorry, the meeting has gone just a little bit longer, but I wanted to very quickly give a couple of words of knowledge. I won't give much of the detail. Actually, before I do that, one of the reasons that we want to bring this to the church too and involve the church is because you also reap where you sow. And as people sow into us going, you will reap from us going. And we want the church to benefit from us being at Bethel and not just Ray and I. So let me encourage you with that one. So Father, thank you for blessing us abundantly with all good things to enjoy. And Lord, we thank you for 2015. Thank you for all that it holds. We speak your blessing over it, and Lord, we receive your blessing over us as individuals and, Lord, as a corporate family of believers. Thank you, Lord. Amen.